Good morning.
早.
This morning, let's turn to our Bible to Psalm chapter 2, verse 6.
早晨，请大家打开圣经诗篇第二篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 2, verse 6.
诗篇第二篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 2, verse 6. But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
I'd like to point out, Zion has something to do with king.
我要提出来，请大家注意，锡安跟君王有关。
Let's just hold that thought. Zion has something to do with a king.
锡安乃是与君王有关。
And let's move down to Psalm 87.Verse 5.
请打开诗篇二十，八十七篇第五节。
87, verse 5.
诗篇八十七篇第五节。
But of Zion, it shall be said, This one and that one were born in her, and the Most High Himself will establish her.
论到锡安，必说。这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。
This one and that one were born in her.
这一个那一个都生在其中。
I to point out the fact this one and that one.
请注意这一个和那一个。
Although the experience of Zion is a corporate experience.But discovery of Zion must be done individually.
虽然锡安乃是讲到一个整体、一个团体的经历，但是我们要发现锡安却是每个人个人的经历。
It is a corporate experience, but the discovery of it must be done individually.
锡安是讲到一个团体的经历，但是我们个人需要自己。来发现锡安。
Let's move on to Psalm 132.
请我们打开诗篇一百三十二篇。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Psalm 132, verse 13. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has designed it for his habitation.
诗篇一百三十二篇十三节。因为耶和华拣选了锡安。愿意当作自己的居所。
In this verse, we learn Zion is God's habitation.
我们来认识锡安是神的居所。
So we just read three verses. The first one told us that Zion has something to do with the king.
我们读了三处的圣经，第一处讲到锡安是与君王有关。
And the second verses in 87 told us that it is a corporate experience.But we must discover it individually.
第二处诗篇八十七篇讲到锡安是团体的经历，但是我们每个人个人要来发现锡安。
And finally, Zion is God's inhabitation.
最后，锡安是神的居所。
Let's move on to Isaiah chapter 1.
请我们打开以赛亚书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Isaiah chapter 1.Verse 8.
以赛亚书一章八节。
The daughter of Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a watchman's hut in a cucumber field, like a besieged city.
仅存锡安城，城原文作女子，好像葡萄园的草棚，瓜田的茅屋，或作瓜田，那个见证的，一个守望的茅屋，被围困的城邑。
This verse that Isaiah prophesied the condition of Zion in the last days.
这个是以赛亚预言到这个锡安在最后的日子里面的情形。
In the last day, Zion is like a shelter in a vineyard, and watchman's hut in a cucumber field, and like a besieged city.
在末后的日子，西安就好像葡萄园的草棚，像瓜田，那个守望者的茅屋，还有被围困的城邑。
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6.
最后，以赛亚书六十二章第六节。
These verses are Isaiah's responses to the revelation of Zion.
这是以赛亚对于西安这个启示的一个回应。
When the Lord revealed this Zion to Isaiah, and these were his response.
当神把西安启示给以赛亚的时候，这处的圣经就是以赛亚的回应。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
以赛亚书六十二章第六节，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默。呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Let's have further word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Father, this morning, we consider ourselves blessed because we are those who dwell in your house.
天父，早晨我们何等的蒙福，因为我们是居住在我们父亲的家里。
We are blessed because we are those whose strength is in you.
我们蒙福，因为我们靠你心中有一力量。
We are blessed because we can go from strength and to strength.
我们蒙福，因为我们可以力上加力。
Until each appears before God in Zion.
个人到西安朝见神。
Father, this morning our prayer is that we will be live in the house of God for the rest of our days.
早晨，我们的祷告是我们所有的年日，剩下来的年日，都愿意居住在神的家里。
We would rather be a doorkeeper.In the house of our God.
我们宁愿在神的家做看门的。
Then to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
也胜过住在恶人的帐篷里。
We pray that this morning you once again to open our eyes and open our heart.
早晨我们向你祷告，愿你再一次打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心。
And to reflect upon this word of Zion.
让我们可以来明白这个字就是锡安。
We pray that the responses that Isaiah had for Zion will have the same effect amongst your people today.
我们的祷告就是以赛亚对于锡安这个启示的回应，主也能够这样的实际也能够成就在你儿女们的当中。
We confess our inability to do anything spiritually.
我们向你承认，我们在属灵的事上，我们不能做什么。
Therefore, we ask for your help and your mercy for next hours.
所以接下来的一个钟头，我们仰望你的怜悯和你的帮助。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
因为离了你，我们什么都不能。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This Friday, I have some opportunity to be in a car with a bunch of high school kids.
这个礼拜五我有一个机会在车子的里面和一群高中生在一起。
So I thought I would take the opportunity to test them about Zion.
所以我就抓住这个机会，我来考考他们关于锡安的事。
So I said, "What is Zion actually?"
所以我就问他们，锡安到底是什么呢？
You know, I really expect that there will be a very tough question for them.
我期待，我本来想说这是一个很困难的问题。
Because Zion is a huge topic.
因为锡安是很大的题目。
And our brothers spent three sessions, you know, to go through this whole message.
在夏令会，我们的弟兄花了三堂的信息来讲锡安。
So I think that they probably a little bit in the cloud.
所以我想他们对锡安可能很模糊，有很模糊的一个印象。
I asked them what is that.
我问他们说锡安是什么。
To my surprise.Their answer is very confident and very assured and quick answer and to the point.
我非常的惊讶，他们的回答非常的简洁，而且正中这个的思想的中心。
It's kind of surprising me a little bit.
我是真的是有点惊讶。
But then they offer the explanation to it. They said, Brother Jim Budanovich explained to us in a separate session.
那他们就告诉我说，是因为Jim 弟兄就是他们高中生的老师，在另外他还花时间对他们来解说。
We do thank the Lord that all brothers work together.
我们感谢主，所有的弟兄们都一起的为着神的旨意来效力。
And Brother Jim took high schooler aside and explained to them once again what is Zion.
因为 Jim 弟兄对着高中生对他们特别在讲说锡安的意义。
So this morning I'd like to ask you what is Zion.
所以早晨我要问你，锡安是什么
？You heard the message.
你都听到了信息。
So I'm not going to repeat the message.
我就不愿意再重复信息。
If you miss the conference, and I encourage you to go to the website to either listen online or download for yourself.
如果你没有去夏令会，我鼓励你，就是上网去听，或者把那个下载那个信息下载下来。
And both messages and afternoon, by the way's messages.Were there for you to download.
两位弟兄的信息还有魏弟兄下午的信息都可以下载。
And I wish that we can listen to those messages one more time.
我们可以再一次的来听这些信息。
And it will continue to speak to us if we listen again.
如果我们再听一次的话，神就可以再次对我们说话。
So what is Zion?
所以锡安是什么呢？
The verses that we just read,told us very clearly, Zion is God's habitation.
刚才我们读的圣经非常清楚告诉我们，锡安是神的居所。
God's house.
神的家。
God's dwelling place.
神住在那儿。
Every one of us has a dwelling place.
我们每个人都有一个居所。
I know our brother Louis among us looking for a dwelling place right now.
我们有路易弟兄现在在找一个旅行友弟兄。Yeah, 在找一个居住的地方。
And every once in a while, we will be looking for a house for our habitation.
那隔一段时间，我们会再找说，我们应该是不是要搬家，要住在哪里
？It is a mystery to you that God, the Creator of the universe, need to look for a place for His habitation.
你有没有觉得很奇怪？是不是一个奥秘？就是。创造宇宙的神居然要找一个居所呢
？It is a little bit odd to you.
是不是有点奇怪呢
？God has chosen Zion to be His habitation.
神已经拣选锡安做他的居所。
But the Zion is far more than a physical dwelling.
但是我们知道锡安是远超过一个物质的一个居住的地
方。Zion is a physical house. It's a spiritual house.
因为锡安是属灵的家。
And this revelation was given to Paul in New Testament.
那这个启示呢，在新约的里面也给保罗。
And this dwelling house is the house of God, is the church.
神的居所就是教会。
The church is God's habitation and God's dwelling house.
教会就是神居住的所在。
And this history, this mystery was hidden for thousands of years.
这个奥秘隐藏了几千年。
No one without revelation could enter into this vision, this mystery.
没有一个人，如果没有启示的话，可以来进入这个奥秘里面。
The creator of the universe would desire to find a habitation among a group of people.
因为创造宇宙的神，他的心愿就是愿意在一群人当中得着居所。
Now we understand what is Zion. Zion is church.
我们现在明白了，锡安就是教会。
But then I will ask you a question. Can we call any church, any local church on this earth, Zion?
那我还要再问大家一个问题，我们是不是能够来称任何一个在当地的地方的教会锡安呢？
Or I ask you another way, can we call the church in Laodicea Zion?
或我再问你，我们能不能够称那个老底家的教会锡安呢？
I think very few of us would consider the church in Laodicea Zion.
我想很少的人会同意说老底家的教会是锡安。
If that church is not Zion, what make a church Zion?
如果那个教会不是锡安的话，那是什么样的教会可以成为锡安呢？
And then we come to Psalm chapter 2 verse 6. Zion has something to do with the king.
然后我们就来到诗篇第二篇第六节，因为锡安与君王有关。
Zion is not only a church.
锡安不只是教会。
I'm using the local sense.
这教会我是指的是说地方当地的教会。
Zion is the church where Christ is enthroned.
锡安就是一个教会，是基督可以在那里来有宝座。
If Christ is enthroned, then the church will become the pillar and support of the truth.
如果教会有神在那里做宝座的话，它就可以成为真理的柱石。
Zion is about enthroning Jesus Christ in a local assembly.
锡安就是讲到说，我们在当地的教会，我们要让主耶稣基督做宝座。
So there's an issue between anointed versus enthroned.
那被受膏和登基就是坐宝座。
David was anointed 12 years before David was enthroned.
因为大卫他12年以前他就受膏，然后12年以后他才坐宝座。
When you read Psalm in chapter 13, David prayed to the Lord. David prayed how long?
当我们来读诗篇十三篇的时候，大卫就在一直祷告说还有多久呢？
How long will my enemy exalt over me?
我的仇敌要升高压制我要到几时呢？
When David prayed that prayer how long, he was anointed already.
当大卫在做这个祷告的时候，他已经受膏了。
But he was not enthroned.
可是他还没有坐宝座。
So there's a difference between anointing and enthroning.
所以我们看到来受膏和坐宝座中间有差别。
Anointing is done by God.
受膏是神把膏油倒在他手上。
But enthroning is done by people.
但是要能够坐宝座，需要人来让一个人做王。
Anointing is done only once.
受膏只有一次。
Enthroning is done multiple times.
要坐宝座需要有几次在这样子来发生。
David was enthroned by people of Judah first.
大卫呢是靠犹大人立他为王在先。
But he was not king for the rest of Israel.
可是那时候他还不是全以色列的王。
Until later, David was enthroned by people of Israel also.
只有过了很多年以后，大卫才被所有的以色列人来拥护做
王。So we can see this enthroning occurring at a difficult time, different time.
所以我们就看要坐宝座可以发生在不同的时间。
Brothers and sisters, enthroning Jesus Christ must be done individually.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人要来决定是不是要让主耶稣基督坐宝座。
Anointing was done already.
主耶稣基督已经受膏了。
And we saw the evidence in Pentecost. The anointing was done.
在五旬节的时候，我们就看见那个受膏的事情已经发生了。
But has enthroning occurred in our life yet?
但是是不是主耶稣在我们心里做宝座是我们的事实呢？
So this matter of Zion is about enthroning Christ.
所以锡安就讲到说是让基督登宝座。
The issue is Christ, the Lord of the church.
那管就是讲到说这个主耶稣和他的教会。
Is Christ the Lord of our life individually and corporately?
是不是基督在我们个人和团体的生活当中做宝座呢？
This is as much as I want to review the conference message.
这就是我要跟你来复习夏令会的信息的大概。
Zion is about enthroning Christ corporately.
西安是要讲到说我们个人是我们一起要来来基督，让基督登宝座。
Then I would like to spend the rest of the time to reflect on what the Lord has shown us.
那接下来我就要跟大家交通到说主怎么样子来开启我们，怎么样让我们能够认识。
And how should we respond to the word of Zion?
那我们对于西安要有怎样的反应呢？
And I will ask you to think about a number of questions.
我要让请问大家一些问题。
As part of reflection, like all of us to consider three questions.
我们再来思想的时候，我就愿意问三个问题。
I ask all of us to consider these questions.
我们一起，我们每个人来思想这个问题。
Question number one: Do we have the reality of Zion?
第一个问题，我们是不是有西安的实际呢
？Do we have the reality of Zion?
我们是不是有西安的实际呢
？Number two. 第二个问题 ，Number two.
这样，第二个问题
，Do we have the mind of Esau? Or the mind of Christ in us.
我们是不是有是像以扫一样的那个心思，还是基督的心思
？Do we have the mind of Esau, or the mind of Christ in us?
我们的心思是像以扫的心思呢，还是像基督的心
？Number three. How can the next generation discover Zion for themselves?
第三个问题是。这个下一代怎么样子能够他们自己来发现西安呢
？Let's start with first question. Do we have a reality of Zion?
我们来看第一个问题，我们是不是有西安的实际呢
？Is God the Lord of everything in our life?
神是不是我们生活的所有呢
？Brothers and sisters, I'm not looking for a yes and no answer.
我在这里并不是要。得着一个是或不是的一个答案。
Actually, if you, I will be more worried if your answer is yes.
事实上，当你如果说是的时候，那我更担心。
I just want us to consider this question.
我愿意大家来思考这个问题。
This is not an easy question to answer because many times we actually do not know the answer.
这不是一个很容易的问题，因为很多的时候我们真的不知道这个答案。
We honestly do not know the truth about this question.
我们并不明白说，这件事情的真实是什么。
Do we have reality of Zion?
我们是不是有西安的实际呢
？And just a couple of days ago, God again revealed to me this word about reality.
在几天以前，主再一次来跟我启示到说，这个实际这件事。
So Friday night on my way to the Bible study time.
所以礼拜五下午，当我要到这个查经的时候
，I was a passenger and Samuel was driving.
我的儿子小儿子他在开车，然后我是坐在旁边。
So we off the belt A, we're on the beltway, the Peters Road. We're passing Bel Air Boulevard.
我们就在那个下了高速公路，那穿过 Bel Air 这条街。
And Samuel said, "Oh, the temperature gauge is way up."
那 Samuel 我的小儿子就说这个温度的表啊它已经很高的那个值上很高的温度
I took a look, it said, past the red line, it's go to the top
它不仅超过了红线的区域而且已经到顶了
This can't go any higher
没有办法再更高的温度了
And so we knew it's pretty serious
我们知道这很严重啊
You know, immediately in my mind, I have a picture of the burning cars
那我就想到一个图画，就好像一个车子烧起来了。
And we saw once in a while on the side of the freeway, the car was burning.
因为有时候我们会看见高速公路旁边呢有车子在这边烧起来。
I often have a little judgment in my heart to those people. They don't know how to take care of their car.
有时候我心里面会论断他们说这些人他们不知道怎么样照顾他们的车。
How can you let your car burn like that?
你怎么能够让一个车子就这样烧起来呢
？And I realize it's going to happen to me Maybe pretty soon.
我也想到说，也许很快的，我的车子就要烧起来了。
But we're very close to our meeting place. It's less than half a mile. We decided we're going to go forward.
因为我们已经很靠近聚会的地方，只有不到半英里，所以我们想说，那就开吧。
Dana said, "Forwards, no backwards."
我们 Dana 弟兄就说，只能往前，不能退后。
So we go forward.
所以我们就往前。
We made it to the parking lot without fire.
我们就开到这个停车场，那车子还好没烧起来。
And I realized that the car is very hot.
那我知道这个车子是非常那个引擎很热。
It's no point to do anything at that time.
所以在那个时候呢，就没有理由要做任何的事。
Let's go to meeting first.
我们先去聚会吧。
So we go to meetings and finish our Bible study and with a brother, we start looking at that car.
当我们聚会结束以后，我就跟一个弟兄我们来检查这个车子。
The first thing I check is whether I have motor oil.
第一件事情我看了就是我有没有机油。
My motor oil is full.
哎，我机油是满的。
Okay, second thing, is check my water.
第二件事情就是看那个冷，就是冷水的水箱。
I look at that reservoir, plastic reservoir is full.
我就看到那个塑胶的那个罐子里面桶子里面是有很多的水。
I ran out of ideas.
哎，我就想不到是为什么。
How can this be? I have water, I have oil, and I have this thing going upward like that.
我实在想不清楚为什么有机油有水，那为什么温度还这么高呢
？Then we brought our brother Jeremy.
所以我们请曹弟兄来看一看。
And our brother Jeremy look at my car, look at engines, and then he opened the radiator.
那我们的弟兄就把那个就是散热的那个水箱的那个打开。
Stick his finger into the radiator, there's no water in the radiator.
所以那个就散热的那个水箱里面就没有水。
How can this be? I have no water in the radiator, but my reservoir is full.
所以那个散热的那个铁的水箱里面一点水都没有，但是塑胶的那个桶子里面是很多的水。
So Jeremy opened out that reservoir. He said, "Look, your reservoir and radiator are not connected."
然后我们的弟兄就发现到说，那个塑胶的桶子跟那个铁的水箱是没有连接的。
I'm missing a little tube.
但这个中间的那个管子不见了。
Therefore, it's always the reservoir is always full.
所以呢，这个水箱里面呢，这塑胶的水桶里面是满的。
But radiator is running empty.
但是呢，这个铁的水箱散热的水箱却是空，没有水的。
There is no reality.In my cooler system.
所以我的冷却系统没有实际。
Brother and sister, this is about reality.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是要讲实际。
Now our reservoir may be full of water.
是的，我们的水箱里面那个储水的地方可能很多水。
But the real issue is any water in the radiator.
但是呢，那个散热的水箱里面有没有水才是关键。
So the reservoir is for us to see.
那个储水的那个桶子我们可以看得见。
But radiator is what the engine needs.
但是那个散热的水箱却是引擎里面的水是引擎所需要的。
I don't know the truth.
我不知道这个真理。
I don't know that I don't have water.
我并那时候我不明白，我没有想到说我里面那个水箱里面没有水。
I look at the reservoir, I saw I have water.
因为我只是看那个储水的地方，那个塑胶的桶子里面是有水的。
I honestly believe that I have waters.
我真是很诚实的相信说，那个车子是有水的。
If you ask me, do I have reality? I will tell you I have reality.
若你问我有没有这个实际，我会告诉你说我有。
Not only I have reality, I have evidence of that reality. Look at my reservoir; it's full of waters.
那我不仅是有这样的感觉，如果还有证据，因为你看了这个水箱那个塑胶的桶子是满油，里面水是满的。
I'm missing a connection.
但是我就缺少了那个连接的那个管子。
Brother, sister, do we have that connection?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有这个连接的这样一个实际呢
？It is possible that we actually do not know whether we have reality or not.
是有可能我们自己都不清楚我们有没有这个实际。
Our brother Lord has the same problem.
我们那个罗德也是有同样的问题。
Now when Abraham departed from Haran, so was Lot.
当亚伯拉罕离开哈兰的时候，罗德也离开了。
Although we gave all the credit to Abraham, but Lot was there as well.
罗德是一路跟着亚伯拉罕的。
And when Abraham sojourned in Egypt, so was Lot.
当亚伯拉罕下到埃及的时候，罗德也下埃及。
When Abraham departed again from Egypt, so was Lot.
当亚伯拉罕从埃及地上来的时候，罗德也上来。
If you ask Lot, do you have reality? Lot would say, I have reality.
如果你问罗德说你有没有实际呢？罗德会告诉你说有。
But does Lot really have reality?
但是这个罗德，这位罗德，他是不是有真的有实际呢？
One day, God finds Lot out.
有一天，神就显明罗德的情形。
And how did God do it?
神怎么做呢？
How did God reveal that Lot has no reality?
神怎么样来显明说罗德没有里面没有实际呢？
And here come the valley of the Jordan.
我们就看到他。神就把他们带到约旦河的全平原。
All of a sudden, no, a lot's eye was opening.
当罗德看到约旦河的全平原，他的眼睛就打开了。
His eye was opened by the valley of the Jordan.
他的眼睛看到约旦河的全平原，他的眼睛就张得很大。
And the valley of Jordan finds Lot out.
那这个约旦河的全平原呢，它好像就抓住了罗德，就显明罗德的情形。
And prove to us there's no reality in that.
来向我们证明罗德里面没有实际。
Maybe we have not encountered our valley of Jordan yet.
也许我们还没有发现那个约旦河的平原。
God will test us out.
但是神会试验我们。
The reality of Zion must be confirmed by a test.
西安的实际需要经过试验才能够被证实。
Only after test, God can confirm the reality of Zion.
只有经过试验，这个西安的实际才能够被证实。
Lot completely forgot about the reason he left Haran in the first place.
罗德完全的忘记他为什么。他又要离开哈兰。
He settled in the valley of Jordan.
他就定在那个约旦河的平原定居了。
Because he has no reality of Zion in him.
因为在罗德的里面没有锡安的实际。
If church in Laodicea is here today,
如果老底家的教会今天在这里的话
，and we will be so impressed by that church.
我们会觉得这个教会哦是很好。
They were so rich, spiritually, I mean.
他们在属灵上也是很富足的。
They had ministry for every possible society and humanity needs.
他们不管是对于社会上的需要，或者说个人上的需要，他们有很多的这样子工作在里面。
They were wealthy as well.
他们外面来说也非常的富足。
They have means to accomplish what they intend to accomplish.
他们有足够的财务来达到他们所要做的事。
So we will say, well, this must be Zion.
所以我们会说，哎，这就是锡安吧。
And they might even consider themselves Zion.
也许他们自己也会觉得说他们自己是锡安。
They might even preach the message about Zion and say, Lord, thank you for make us stronger and stronger, just like.Time of David.
那他们甚至会祷告向主说感谢你啊，因为你让我们像大卫一样越发的强盛。
They didn't know that Jesus was knocking the door on from outside.
他们却不认识也没有意识到说我们的主耶稣基督在门外叩门。
They can't even hear the voice of Jesus.
他们甚至听不见耶稣的声音。
So brothers and sisters, I want all of us to consider this question seriously.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我要我们大家很严肃地来思考这个问题。
Do we have reality of Zion?
我们是不是有锡安的实际呢？
If you think you do have the reality, then think again.
如果你觉得你有实际，那请你再想一下。
The greatest obstacle of Zion is the prosperity.
对锡安来讲，达到锡安最大的障碍就是富足。
And we live in a time of prosperity.
因为我们就活在一个富足的一个时代里。
And the odds and tides are against us.
那这个世界的潮流是与我们敌对的。
So we must continue to ask before the Lord, Lord, I do not regard myself have obtained it.
我们必须要一直来求问主，我不觉得我已经得着了。
So we can march onward toward Zion all the time.
所以我们就可以一直向前直奔往锡安。
So this is the questions I want to just lay down before all of us to consider. Do we have that reality of Zion?
所以第一个问题我愿意来呈现给大家，大家可以一起思想，就是我们是不是有锡安的实际。
Second question is, do we have the mind of Esau or the mind of Christ in us?
第二个问题，我们的心思，我们的想法是像以扫呢，还是像基督？
Brother Godwin explained to us the importance of renewing our mind.
真弟兄跟我们讲到说要更新我们心思的重要。
AndBrother Dana pointed that out. On the way to recovery of Zion, there is a huge obstacle.
那 Dana 弟兄也提到说，要恢复锡安有一个很大的障碍。
And this obstacle is the mind of Esau.
这个障碍就是以扫他的心思。
This mind of Esau is absolute enemy of God.
以扫的心。他的想法是完全是与神为敌的。
It's the opposition to the reality of Zion.
是与锡安的实际是正正好相反的。
For this reason, it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate.
所以就为了这个缘故，圣经上讲到说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
So let's think about what is the mind.Of Esau.
所以我们想想看，以扫他的心思是什么呢？
Esau despised inheritance. He threw away the most important thing in his life for physical pleasure.
因为以扫他轻看了这些他的产业，他的长子的名分，然后他为着追求他物质上的享受。
Esau did not value the things that God valued.
因为以扫他没有把神看为宝贵的，他自己也看为宝贵。
Jacob was so wicked.
雅各他本性也是邪恶的。
But God can deal with Jacob.
但是神却可以来改变雅各。
Because Jacob wants spiritual inheritance.
因为雅各羡慕属灵的产业。
As long as you have that desire, God can always work with you.
如果你有这样的羡慕，神就可以来做他的工作。
But God cannot deal with Esau anymore.
但是神却没有办法来在以扫身上工作。
Esau has no heart for God's purpose.
因为以扫他对于神的心意完全没有心。
Esau has no heart for something that's eternal.
以扫对于永远的事情他一点不在乎。
Esau only cares for physical things.
以扫他只是关心这些物质的事。
Although God loves Esau also.But God hates the fact that he cannot do anything with Esau.
虽然神也是爱以扫的，但是呢，神是憎恶他，神不能在以扫身上来做任何的工作。
God has many ideas, many thoughts toward Esau, but none of them can be done in Esau.
神对以扫也有很多的心愿，希望成就在他身上，可是神却一点都不能做什么。
So we must consider this morning.Do we have the mind of Esau in us?
所以早晨我们要来思想，我们是不是有以扫的心思在我们的里面呢？
Brothers and sisters, Esau is in us as well.
弟兄姐妹们，以扫这样的心思也在我们的里面。
The mind of Esau is in us as well.
这个以扫他的心，我们也这样的想法也在我们的里面。
So on Saturday, on Sunday, on Friday, you know, that we came we came to the Zion, we came to worship the Lord, our heart is burning.
在周末，我们来到聚会，我们好像来到锡安的当中，我们的心是火热的。
And we understand the importance of Zion.
我们知道锡安的重要。
And God opened our eyes to see His purpose.
神打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见神的心意。
And when start Monday, Esau start talking to us.
从礼拜一开始，以扫就来对我们先讲话。
From Monday morning, Esau start talking to us all the time.
从礼拜一早上开始，以扫就一直对我们的心讲话。
And Esau would argue that you ought to focus on the physical things. That's something you have to do today.
以扫就对我们讲说，你要注意这些物质上外面的事情，因为这很重要。
Esau would ask us, "No, these are the things that you can see. Those you cannot." You cannot see. Focus on the thing that you can see.
以扫就会对我们说，来注重在这些你看得见的事情，因为这比较重要。那看不见的事情比较不重要。
We have no idea, no idea that our life was taken control by Esau.
我们甚至都不知道，没有敢意识到说我们的生活是被以扫来控制的。
And our real problem is that we do not hate Esau in us.
我们最大的问题是。我们没有恨恶我们里面的以扫。
We love Esau because Esau loves us.
我们爱以扫，因为以扫也很爱我们。
All the suggestions from Esau are for our benefit.
因为以扫对我们的建议是为着，好像是对我们个人有益的。
So we think Esau is our friend.
所以我们会觉得以扫是我们的朋友。
But Esau is not our friend.
但是以扫不是我们的朋友。
Esau is our enemy.
以扫是我们的敌人。
We need to take the mind of Christ.
我们需要有基督的心。
Remember when Peter told Jesus that God forbid, this will never happen.
你记得彼得对主耶稣说，这件事情必不临到你。
And Peter is for Jesus' benefit.
彼得这样讲是为着耶稣的好处。
It's because Peter loved Jesus.
因为彼得爱耶稣。
Peter sat on the ground of the best friend.
彼得好像是耶稣最好的朋友，这样来所以才说这样的话。
But in Christ's mind, that's Satan.
但是从基督的心思来看，这是撒旦。
So Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
所以耶稣说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
This is the mind of Christ.
这是基督的心。
Toward Esau.You and I have to have the mind of Christ.
对于以扫来说，你和我需要有基督的心。
So when Esau start talking to us, we need to say, "Get behind me."
当以扫对我们来讲话的时候，我们要对他说，你退我后边去吧。
Do not listen to Esau every time he talks.
不要当以扫对你说话的时候，你不要听他讲。
Let me give you a few examples so that we can be clear on what I'm talking about.
我愿意举一个例子，所以我们都能够比较清楚。来认识知道说我在讲什么。
So we have this Saturday morning morning watch in different places.
我们礼拜六早上在不同的地方有晨更。
And on Saturday morning, maybe you're about to get up.
在礼拜六早上，也许你正要起床。
And Esau start talking to you.
以扫就对你说话。
Now this is only day in the week we can sleep in.
在一个礼拜当中，只有今天可以稍微多睡一点。
And on Sunday you can't because we're in table meeting, right? It's the Lord's table.
礼拜天早上不能够睡懒觉，因为有薄饼聚会。
And Monday and Friday can't sleep in.
礼拜一到礼拜五也不能够睡懒觉。
So the Saturday is the only day I can sleep for a few more hours.
只有礼拜六我能够多睡几个钟头。
Look at you, you're not young anymore.
你看看你自己，你已经不再那么年轻了。
You need a few hours, you know, to fully rest.
你需要多几个钟头的睡眠，所以你可以完全的恢复。
We absolutely love Esau when you talk like that.
当以扫这样对我们说话的时候，我们也很爱他。
How many of us would say, "Get behind me, Satan"?
有多少人会对这样的声音说，撒旦，退我后边去吧
？We do not have the mind of Christ.
因为我们没有基督的心。
So we can't recognize Esau.
所以我们不认识以扫。
We do not like Christ. Get behind me, Satan.
我们不能够像基督一样，像耶稣一样说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
There's so many things you and I can do on Saturday.
礼拜六我们可以做很多的事。
We pack every possible things in our, on our Saturday.
在礼拜六我们计划做很多很多的事。
And you need to tell Esau, get behind.
对，你要跟以扫讲说，退我后边去吧。
This is important.
这是重非常重要的。
This is valuable.
这是非常有价值。
Fellowship with brothers and sisters is important to me.
要跟弟兄姐妹交通对我是非常重要。
More important than sleeping two more hours.
比来多睡两个钟头更重要。
Get behind me.
对啊，对撒旦说，退我后边去吧。
Give you another example.
我再举个例子。
We're coming together every Sunday to remember our Lord.
每个礼拜天早晨，我们一起来念我们的主。
I know that. It's very difficult sometimes.
我知道有时候是很困难的。
Especially when you have young children.
特别你有小小孩。
I understand that perfectly.
我非常的认识这件事。
You know, they always pick that right time they need a diaper change.
他们总是这些小小孩总是挑最敏感的时间，他要来换尿布。
Just about to leave house, then there's a diaper change requirement.
你正好要出门的时候，他就哭，就要换尿布。
There's always something.
总是有些事情发生。
You think about it's Sunday morning, before you ready to go, always something occurs in that time frame to slow you down.
在礼拜天早晨，当你要来之前，总是有些事情会发生。让你迟延
，so you can never arrive at the time you intended to arrive.
所以你总是没有办法在你想要到达的时间来到达。
In order for you to arrive in time to prepare for the meeting, you have to sacrifice 10 more minutes.
让你能够准时的来这边参加聚会，你需要再牺牲十分钟或二十分钟。
You have to reserve the 10 more minutes.To handle that diaper change,
你需要预留有这个十分钟，所以如果要换尿布，还有足够的时间。
But Esau start talking to you again.
但是以扫在对你讲话了。
What's the rush?
以扫又对你说，很急什么
？Everyone understand the circumstances.
每个人都知道这种情形状况会发生。
We are in New Testament. We have freedom.We don't live under any law.
我们在新约当中，我们不活在任何的律法下面。
As long as I have heart for the Lord, why does it matter if I come in late or early?
只要我对主有心，那早到一点，晚到一点，有什么关系呢
？You love Esau, right? Isn't it?
你很喜欢以扫，对不对
？It's so empathy with us.
他很同情我们。
He's absolutely lover of us.
他真的很爱我们。
So we said, "Oh, Esau, you're so precious."
所以我们对以扫说，哎呀，你真是很宝贵啊。
That's the wrong mind.
这是错误的心。
We need to have a mind of Christ.
我们需要有基督的心。
Satan, get behind.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
I need to be there. I need to be there to prepare.To remember our Lord, this is important in my life.
我必须要准时的来参加聚会，我必须要提早到，所以我可以来预备我的心。这对我非常重要。
Many times that we fall in the bondage of sin is because we don't know to say that to Satan at the right time.
有时候我们陷在最终，是因为我们不知道在对的时候。来对撒旦说不。
We don't have the mind of Christ to see Satan as Satan.
我们没有基督的心，所以我们不认识撒旦。
We don't have the courage to tell him to stay behind.
我们也没有这个勇气来对撒旦说退我后边去吧。
Brothers and sisters, let's consider: Do we have mind of Esau or mind of Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，我们来思想。我们是有以扫的心思呢，还是有基督的心
？I want to give you one more example. Make sure you are absolutely clear.
我再给你讲一个例子，所以你就完全的明白。
Come Wednesday evening.
礼拜三的晚上。
It's time, brothers and sisters, gather together to pray corporately.
是弟兄姐妹们，我们一起 来为教会祷告。
And you have some, you know, some burden to go.
你是有负担去的。
And Esau start talking to you again.
那以扫又对你说话了。
There are kids at home that need attention.
家里还有小孩啊，他们需要关心。
There are things that I haven't done in the workplace I need to patch up.
在工作上还有很多要做的事情都还没做完呢。
There's so many household items are unattended for.
家里有许多的家事要做，都还没有做呢。
Does the meeting need me?
这个聚会需要？难道他们这个聚会需要我吗
？If they miss me, they won't miss too much anyway.
就算我不去，好像也没有太大的差别嘛。
Maybe you should take care of your household first.
也许你应该先把家里把它做好嘛。
If one cannot take care of household, how can one serve in the God's house?
如果你自己的家都管不好，怎么可以来治理神的家呢
？If you don't have testimony in your house, how can you serve God?
你在家中没有见证的话，那你怎么样来服侍神呢
？I think you can stay and take care of your family.
那你应该在家里面来到家里面人的需要。
We love to hear that.
我们很喜欢听这样的话。
That's the way we want it.
因为我们就是这样想嘛。
But that's Esau.
但是那是以扫。
If everyone listened to Esau, there'll be no one in corporate meeting.
如果每个人都听以扫的声音的话，那这样我们团体的祷告就没有人来。
No one will come if we all listen to Esau.
如果我们都听以扫的话的话，那没有一个人来祷告。
But we thank the Lord, there are those who told Esau, "Stay behind me."
但是感谢主，我们当中有些人会对以扫说，退我后面吧。
Therefore, we still have a group of saints that gather every Wednesday night to pray.
所以我们还有一些圣徒，我们礼拜三晚上我们一起聚集来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, if the Zion has if we have the reality of Zion, our Wednesday night will have same number of people as our Sunday morning.
弟兄姐妹们，我们若有锡安的实际的话，那礼拜三晚上的祷告的人数就跟礼拜天早上聚会的人数一样。
That's the reality of Zion.
这是锡安的实际。
We have to have mind of God.
我们必须要有基督的心。
Let's turn to the third question.
那我们再到第三个问题。
How can the next generation discover Zion for themselves?
我们下一代怎么样他们自己能够来发现锡安呢？
Do we take them to the conferences every year?
是不是每一年我们带他们去参加夏令会呢？
Should we ask them to go to every possible conferences there?
是不是带他们到所有的特会呢？
Each generation has to discover Zion.
每一代的人，他们要自己来发现锡安。
It's usually the most difficult for the second generation.
通常第二代的人要他们发现锡安是困难的。
It is those people that live in Jerusalem has most difficult time to find Zion.
那些住在耶路撒冷的人，他们要发现锡安是很困难的。
Zion is right there within Jerusalem.
因为锡安就在耶路撒冷的当中。
They pass Zion every day.
他们每一天都经过锡安。
But they have most trouble discovering Zion.
但是他们要发现，他们自己要来发现锡安是非常困难的。
They breathe Zion every day.
好像从一个角度来说，他们每天都在呼吸锡安。
But they miss the reality of Zion completely.
但是他们完全的来错失了锡安的实际。
So I'm very fearful about this.
我想到的就非常的震惊。
It is those who are closest to Zion that miss the Zion completely.
是那些好像很靠近锡安的人，他们是完全的来，没有得到锡安。
It's not hard for Zacchaeus to find Zion.
对于，撒该他要发现锡安，不那么难。
It's not too hard for tax collector to find Zion.
对税吏来说，让他们发现锡安不难。
But it's difficult for Pharisees, for scribes.
但是对文士和法利赛人，他们要发现喜安是何等的困难。
There's no problem for those who live in Bethany to discover Zion.
对于活在伯大尼的人，他们要发现喜安是不难的。
It's those who live in Jerusalem.
但是对于活在耶路撒冷的人，让他们发现喜安是困难的。
Each individual must discover Zion on his or her own.
每一个人，他们要个人来发现喜安。
Brothers and sisters, I have a bad news for you.
弟兄姐妹们，我有个坏消息。
There's no group ticket to Zion.
到西安没有团体票。
You can't get on a bus. You just go along with everybody else and get to Zion.
你不能够坐一个巴士，坐一个大的游览车，然后大家就把大家都带到西安。
It is this one and it's that one.
是因为这一个和那一个要身在其中。
Even your best friend cannot drag you into Zion.
就算你最好的朋友也不能够把你拉到锡安。
You have to discover Zion on your own.
你个人需要来发现锡安。
Brothers and sisters, we have about 30 to 40 brothers in college and young adult age.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的当中，在大学或者是青年人，大概有三四十个人。
We have about the same amount for brother and sister in high school age.
在高中也差不多有三四十人。
And in the middle school, we have about 40 to 50.
那初中生大概有四五十个人。
And we have about the same number of grade school young brothers and sisters.
小学生也差不多有这么多人。
And we have about 30 to 40 at the age of preschool and down.
那这些学前的大概有三四十个人。
That's how many young people we have.
这就是有我们当中有多少年轻的孩子们。
I wish I can buy a group ticket to send them all to Zion.
我何等的希望说我可以买团体票把他们都送到西安。
If there's a way to find a way to send them out to Zion, I will do everything possible I can to do it.
如果有一个办法能够让他们把他们都全部送到西安的话，我会想尽办法来达到这个目的。
But that's not often.
但是神不是这样做。
Each one has to discover Zion on his or her own.
每一个人要自己来发现西安。
And it sometimes it's painful.
也许是很痛苦的。
Even your own son, your own daughter. You can't just like your kids, put them in the back of your van and go to Zion.
就算你的儿子、你的女儿，你不能够把他们放在后座，那你就开到西安。
How much I wish I can do that.
我何等盼望我能够这样做。
Just like the back, good back old days.Put the kids in the van and going places.
好像那个以前久远很久以前的美好的时光一样，他们小的时候，我可以把他们放在车子的后面，就带到我要去的地方。
It's not possible to go to Zion that way.
但是我们没有办法这样子的来到西安。
And each and every one of them has to discover Zion on his or her own.
每一个人。每一个孩子们都需要自己来发现锡安。
One of this day, they may not even in Houston.
因为也许有一天他们就不会停留在休斯顿。
They have to go to other cities and other places, even other countries.
他们有可能要到别州，甚至别的国家。
There are other dwelling places of Jacob.
因为雅各还有许多其他的住处。
But do our young people recognize our Father loved the gates of Zion more than other dwelling places of Jacob?
但是，是不是我们每一个人都年轻人都认识耶和华神，他喜爱锡安的门胜过雅各一切的住处
？Or they just find any other dwelling place of Jacob just as satisfying?
你有任何一个其他雅各的住处能够让神的心这样的满足
？Will they be able to see that God the heart desire the gates of Zion？
他们是不是能够来看见神的心意，是喜爱西安的城门。
And that is the burden for all of us.
这是我们每一个人的负担。
Because that's what is in God's heart.
因为这就是在神的心的深处。
There are many, many places, many dwelling place of Jacob, God also loved.
神也喜爱雅各许多其他的住处。
But God's heart, there is something in God's heart for the gates of Zion.
但是神喜爱西安的城门，因为它是一个对神非常特别的一个地方。
Well, our young people settle for another dwelling place of Jacob.
我们的年轻人会不会就选择居住在雅各其他的住处呢？
Or we will continue to pursue after the gate of Zion.
或者他们会继续的来奔走那个西安的大道。能够来住在西安的城门里。
I absolutely love the word in Psalm 24 verse 6. He said that this is the generation of those who discover holiness. This is the generation of those who seek Him.
在诗篇二十四篇第六节讲到说，这是寻求我的那个他们的这一代。
How much we desire that we will have a generation of those who seek Him.
我们何等的盼望我们能够成为寻求耶和华的族类。
We have a generation that rediscover holiness.
我们成为这一批子民是重新发现神的圣洁。
Rediscover the clean hands and pure hearts.
重新来发现那个守洁心清的人。
A generation who ascended to the hill and see our God in Zion.
是成为一群族类是能够来登耶和华的山，能够站在他的圣所。
This is the third question.
这是第三个问题。
So this is our reflection on the word of Zion, and I would just like for all of us to consider this question.
这就是我们来思想西安，我们愿意重新的来看西安，我们来思考。
Do we have that reality of life?
我们是不是有西安的实际？
Do we have the mind of Esau or the mind of Christ?
我们是有以扫的心思呢，还是我们有基督的心？
How can we see our next generation to discover Zion for themselves?
我们怎么样能够让我们的下一代他们自己能够发现西安呢？
If thoseQuestion burden you, then we should consider our response.
如果你这些问题在你的里面成为你的负担的话，那你应该考虑怎么样子来反应。
And the prophet Isaiah was given this revelation of Zion in the last day.
先知以赛亚，神把西安末后的情况情形来晓谕他。
And he said the daughter of Zion is left.Like a shelter in a vineyard.
他就说，西安的民，或者西安的女子，他们好像是葡萄园的草棚。
When you see the vineyard, I had some opportunity a couple years ago, went to the Napa vineyard.
几年以前我有机会。到加州北边的 Napa 那边的葡萄园。
And the vineyard is so vast.
那个葡萄园是非常的广大的一片。
From the foothill of this mountain to the foothill of the other mountain.
从这个山的山脚一直延伸到另外一个山的山脚。
Entire valley is closed with vineyard.
整个山谷都是被葡萄园所充满。
It is so huge.
是这么样的大。
And there are shelters here and a shelter there.
好像在这边有一个凉亭或者遮盖的一个草棚，在那边有一个草棚。
That's the condition of Zion in the last day.
这好像是末后西安的情形。
Out of a vast vineyard, there's shelter here, and there's a shelter over there.
在这样广大的一个葡萄园的里面呢，只有一些地方有一些草棚。
It's like a huge cucumber field.
也好像一个很大的瓜田。
That's very large as well.
这也是非常的广大的一片。
And to see what a cucumber field, last night I actually Google image a cucumber field.
要看瓜田呢，所以我就在网上找找看它的图片是怎么样。
And actually it's a huge, large field.
事实上是一个很大的一片地。
And Isaiah said, you know, there are some watchmen's huts here, the watchmen's huts there.
以赛亚书告诉我们说，他们有守望者的茅屋在这里，守望者的茅屋在那里。
And that's the condition of Zion in the last day.
这就是末后时代里面锡安的情形。
And the Zion is like besieged city.
锡安又像被围困的城邑。
It is surrounded. It was surrounded by others.
好像是被所有其他的所包围。
So what should be our response to this vision?
对于这个意象，我们的反应是怎么样呢？
If the Lord allow you to see the condition of Zion in the last day, like watchman's heart in a huge cucumber field, what is your response and our response to it?
如果你看到广大的一片瓜田里面，只有少数的守望者的茅屋，你我的反应是怎么样呢？
This is how Isaiah responded. He got on the wall. He appointed watchmen on the wall and instructed them not to be silent.
以赛亚的反应就是他到城上，在城墙上设立守望者的，叫他们不要静默。
This is our response as well.
这也应该是我们的反应。
This is the right response for all of us.
这对我们每个人都应该这样的有反应。
To get on the wall.
就站在城墙上。
To get on the watchman's hut.
到那个守望者的茅屋。
Are you willing to get on the watchman's hut?
你是不是愿意到那守望者的茅屋呢？
Are you willing to get on the shelter of the vineyard?
你是愿意到那个葡萄园里面那个遮阳的草盆呢？
Are you willing to get on the wall of this besieged city?
你愿意到那个被围困城邑的墙垣上吗？
And become the watchman and begin to pray.
成为守望者开始祷告呢？
When we do pray this way, God will give us the faith that allow us to see the highway to Zion.
如果我们这样祷告的话，神会给我们有信心，让我们可以看见那个锡安的大道。
If we do pray this way corporately, God will reveal to us the cliff in the rock so we can climb to the city of David.
如果我们这样的一起来祷告的话，神就会让我们看见那个裂开的磐石的裂缝，我们就可以来登那个耶路撒冷的山。
If we do pray this way, God allow us to have a heart that match His heart. Give us a will that match His will.
如果我们这样祷告，神会给我们有一个心思来跟他的心思相合，给我们一个意愿，一个立定一个志向，一个心意来跟他的心意相合。
If we do pray this way, God will give us courage to take grace and march onward to Zion.
如果我们这样祷告的话，神会给我们恩典，我们往锡安的大道上直奔。
Father, again, we thank you for this time of fellowship.
天父，我们感谢你给我们有这段时间的交通。
And again, we confess our inability to communicate.
我向你承认，我们没有办法，是这样有限能够交通。
We can only place this five loaves and two fishes in your hands.
我们只有把五饼二鱼交在你的手中。
Now, with man is impossible.And with God, all things are possible.
因为在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Therefore, we ask you to take that bread and fishes and hand it to all of us.
这样，我们就向你祷告，愿你拿着这些饼和杯，饼和鱼来分给我们。
So that we can actually enter in to the desire of the heart.
所以我们可以进入你心里面所想望的。
May we not like those in Laodicea.
因为我们不要像老底家的教会。
Who think they're rich and they're wealthy?
他们想说他们富足，他们样样都不缺。
Make us a generation of those who seek you.
让我们成为寻求你的族类。
Make us a generation of those who have the strong desire to discover Zion, not only for ourselves, and pray for the next generation as well.
让我们成为一批人，让我们能够来发现锡安，也为下一代他们能够发现锡安来祷告。
We know that the zeal of the Lord will accomplish the thing.
我们知道耶和华的热心必定成就这事。
This is our comfort and our confidence today.
这是我们的安慰，也是我们里面的把握。
I ask for mercy for all of us.
我向你来求怜悯，对我们所有的人。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名字。